It's quite cold here in North Cheam tonight, but for one group of people, that's soon going to change, as they've all agreed, including myself, to face their fears and do a firewalk for charity. St. Raphael's Hospice is hosting the Red Hot Challenge to raise much-needed funds to continue providing specialist care and support in Sutton and Merton. So they've hosted a firewalking event on Bonfire Night to do just that. I'm here with Cliff Mann, who runs firewalking activities from the organisation Time for Change, and Samantha Bourne, who's the events fundraising manager at St. Raphael's. So I've got to start by asking you, Cliff, how did you get into doing this?
It's martial arts background. About 35 years ago was the first time I walked on fire. Absolutely blown away by it. It made such a massive difference to my life. Changed me completely. And here I am today, 35 years later, still doing the same thing.
So how hot are these flames going to be tonight then?
When they're walking on it, they're going to be burning an average 500 to 700 degrees Fahrenheit. Second degree contact burns, 120 degrees Fahrenheit. So
that's rather hot. So, Samantha, I mean, it's certainly looking like you've got a good turnout here already this evening. How much money are you hoping to raise?
Well, we're hoping to raise, now it's estimated to be above 11,500. Originally, we were looking at 8, but these guys have absolutely smashed it. There's 20
ladies.
Thank you,
ladies, as well.
That's really good. So, where will the money go? How are you going to aim to spend it?
So, with the hospice, we need £6.5 million every year to maintain our services. And of that, we only get 25% funding from the National Health Service. So we have to find over 4.8 million every year to keep our services free of charge. That's nursing on the ward, nursing out in the community, this wonderful wellbeing centre, which offer free complementary therapy for all of our patients and their loved ones.
That's certainly a deserving cause, without a shadow of a doubt. Now, already you're here with some people who are going to be taking part with the event this evening, including myself. So just a couple of questions to people in the group here. What does this actually mean to you for doing the event tonight?
Supporting a best friend, and it's you know, supporting the hospice, the Earth Angels, what they've done, they're amazing. And I could say it all the time, but you know,
supporting a very good charity. They cared for both my grandma and my granddad, so I'm doing this in memory for them.
Excellent, fantastic. And you, sir?
Well, this is the first time I've done anything like this. Whilst I haven't had any direct dealings with the hospice, it's such a great charity, and I feel proud to be a part of it. Thank you.
And final question there, how nervous are you?
Extremely. But I'll give it my best shot. But I'm going to do it.
Excellent. Well, thanks for taking part, and we'll catch you later in the evening. So it's just coming up to 6:45 now, and there are 28 firewalkers taking place this evening. There's certainly a lot of support for everybody, and we're now being led into a small room where the actual training will begin.
First thing I'd like to do, I'd like to welcome you to what I like to term the Learn or Burn session, so called for some quite obvious reasons. As you just heard there, my name's Cliff. I'm the person that's going to be taking you through this session here this evening. At the end of the session, I'm also going to be the person that is going to offer you the opportunity to walk on fire.
So we're all lined up now. The fires are getting quite low. The actual flames are burnt out, and there's a vast array of glowing embers. The two guys are actually working on it, making it all nice and safe for us here. Everybody's gathering up and getting ready to line up. All shoes and socks are off. And I can see there's a few nervous people around at the moment, but there's a lot of excitement going on as well. There's just a few more flames actually going at the moment. They're now spreading out the hot burning embers there, and they are hot. There is no two ways about this. We were all stood in front of this a few minutes ago, and it was very, very hot. We could actually feel the sheer intense heat against us. There's nothing else for it now. We're less than 5 minutes away, and we're going to give it a go.
Let's go! Nice and quick.
And the first guy has just gone through. And this is all now happening in rapid succession. The second one's through. The third one is on his way through. Here we go. And the final blow. One to go. Three.
Go, nice and quick.
Two.
Go for me. Nice and quick.
It's one to go. And here I'm about to go and do it now. This will be soon my turn. Soon as get given.
Go!
And here we go. Actually, we're going to walk across the hot coals. Here we go. We're fine. And there we go. We're asking for three.
You've walked on fire. If you can walk on fire, what else are you capable of? You walked on fire, you enjoyed it. If I'd have kept that fire going, you'd have gone round 10 more times. It's been absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have to say it was an absolutely incredible evening, and hopefully we've done some good to raise funds for St. Raphael's Hospice. If you'd like to know any further information about the incredible work they do, then you can find a link to the website via the Jackie News pages. I'm David Walker for Radio Jackie, and here we are at St. Raphael's Hospice.